That just rocked everybody.
You know we're in election year, dude. Just get ready for it.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios. We suggest listening to part one before listening to this episode. This episode picks up with Jordan Good, third generation owner of Foxcrest Farm and host of Beyond the Outpost podcast.
Like, what do you think legacy is? You got kids now, and my kids are a little older than you, but your kids are very young.
Yeah.
What do you think legacy is when you think about, one, you're continuing a family business? Wherever that leads, it leads.
Yeah.
You don't know. Two, you've got little kids that it's kind of like a new thing. Oh, my life is different now than it was 3 years ago. It's not just about me and my wife. Now it's about a legacy. What's that process like for you?
Oh, man, that's a good question. So
deep.
Deep. I've always said, like, ColorTech, even before kids, I want to grow it, continue it in the family, yeah. You know, and leave a legacy, leave the family business here. I mean, we have 35 full-time employees roughly and part-time employees, you know, and that's 35 families counting on us, the Sullivans here. And,
it's a big responsibility.
It's a big responsibility, but I'd like to leave it behind so that if they choose to, you know, when they're of age and they put the time in, like we said earlier, I'm not just going to give it to them as my father's not giving it to me.
Heck,
you know,
no,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've worked in the back, I've cleaned the commodes, cut the grass, you know, learned on the equipment. So that legacy to me is leaving something for your kids in one aspect, mm-hmm. ColorTech, you know, growing that. And if they choose to do it, great. The other aspect, the podcast, hopefully one day when Parker Finn's old enough and hopefully the guests keep rolling in, I keep meeting the great people like you. And I can leave something behind that they could, if they wanted, they could listen and not just hear me, but hear other people I talk to and learn from them. So that's another kind of legacy to leave behind. But that's how I look at it, is doing the most that I can to leave something, you know, because you always want better for your kids. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants better. So I guess that's the answer to that question.
Not everybody.
That's a shame. Then they shouldn't be parents, I guess.
Been in ministry long enough to know that not everybody wants best for their kids.
Yeah.
Some people get very jealous when their kids appear to be doing better than they did because they haven't dealt with their own hard stuff.
No.
The legacy you want to leave.
No, I want nothing but success for my kids and whatever I can do to help them.
That's how you become fourth generation. That's how you become third generation.
Right.
The one before you is like, hey, what's stirring in you to take this company to the next level? And I want to give you the freedom to be creative. You know,
To take the reins.
I think people miss that with their kids. Like, our kids are teenagers, and I need a marketer. What better than, like, that's what I was thinking when you said about going and talking to these high school kids. Like, dude, anybody want to do an internship for marketing? Let them clip your stuff and put it on social
media.
That's
true. That's good. That's a good point.
Like, you got to learn to delegate. Like, delegation is how you multiply yourself.
Yeah.
I'm learning that right now. I was taught that from a business mentor. And there's one thing about being taught something, and there's another thing about actually going out and doing it.
Executing on it, yeah.
And eventually you got to go out and execute. But legacy, like with your kids, it's just something that grows and changes, and you just start seeing who they are and what their gifts are. That's pretty cool.
You know, 100%. I'm sure you feel the same way, but at the end of the day, it's like, whatever they do in life, I want them to love it. You know what I mean? My dad always said, you don't want to get into printing. That's what he told me. He's like, you don't want to get into printing. No, seriously, yeah. And I think he's, you know, he's good. Good father for it. And I said, no, Dad. I said, I love the people here, the employees. I mean, without them, there's no name on the door. You know, it's the people here that make it happen. You know, I said, no, I want to be a part of it because I saw how much he sacrificed, you know, and the commitment he
you
put in.
You want to honor it.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, my grandfather, who's still around 86, I wish he was here so you could meet him. He's probably long been in bed. But
I'd love to meet him and hear some old
sometime,
war. Is he in the military or anything like that?
No. He nothing like that. No. His brother was.
So he's a Lebanonian.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably knows my grandpa.
He might.
Those old timers know everybody,
they all
bro.
They mesh and know each other. He's got a coffee club every morning, 6:30. They go to McDonald's. 6:30.
Screw
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's pretty early.
At that old time, dude's getting up at 4 a.m.
At
like,
that time, I'm getting kids, you know, to school and stuff like that.
Imagine
you know.
Just showing up to that and just...
Oh, blow his mind.
I took my son to Schwalm's. You ever been to Schwalm's in Cleona?
So, I know where you're at. I haven't been in. I heard
bro,
the
we
food's
need to go
good.
For breakfast.
I heard the food's good. I'd be down.
I'll get you a number.
All right.
We got to go.
Seriously.
Yeah, do something off the books. I'd love to...
Just talk. Yeah,
we'll definitely go there. It's a hometown staple, man. Schwalm's has been the same since when I was a little kid. My dad would take me in there before he'd take us to the construction site. You know, your son and your daughter want to see you and your wife in motion. Like, if you've got kids, they want to see you in motion because it creates in them this desire that they're part of something. If you stop moving, your kids, a part of them dies. If something dies in you as a dad or a mom, it died in your kids because they're watching you. Like, if you give up as a parent, like, if you're like, we're doing it, I would much rather see my kids see me fail and bounce back quickly. Okay, that wasn't it, but here's where we're going now. That's so much more empowering them to step out and do the things that they need to do than here's what I'm going to do every day. I just have a mundane life. I don't believe anybody was created to have just a normal, mundane clock in, clock out. Like, if you're clocking in and clocking out, what happened in between those hours? Like, do you have anything positive to say about the time in between? You know, like, you go to work and people just come home and they complain in front of their kids. Well, what do you think your kids or your wife are thinking? Like, why are you at that job if you hate it so much?
Yeah, Dad, why are you doing that? You know,
because I'm afraid to go try something else.
Yeah, take the
leap
of faith.
But meanwhile, opportunity is passing them by. Like, you have employees.
Yeah.
If you have an employee who's not happy, your heart is to make sure that they are in the best position to succeed.
100%.
Can we move you around somewhere here?
Right.
Yeah, let's try this out. And if you're still miserable, you got to go. Because there's something out there that will make you happy. And I need you living a life that's fulfilled. But people want to hold on to their employees. And it's like, I need you to do X, Y, Z. In reality, like, if you just had somebody who was the right person, this guy I worked for, I've never been around, is in the tech space, this guy would help his employees duplicate the thing that he was doing. Hey, if you want to go do this, I'll help you.
Wow.
I'm like, that's pretty wild.
That is pretty wild.
You're
actually
creating competition.
Mm-hmm.
But what he knows is, if you actually do it, there's so much for you if you actually go and complete it.
I see what you're saying.
So I'm giving you the chance to go and do it. You don't know the journey that I went through to get to it. I just got a chance to watch this guy interact with his employees, and I'm like, that's next level, where you actually want your employees to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my wife's family owned Hess Ford. It's McGuire's now.
Yeah.
So her grandfather, he was probably like, I don't know, maybe second or third generation. I don't know. But there's been so many people still to this day, I'll run into random people and they're like, oh, my grandfather worked for your wife's grandfather 35 years ago. I'm like, that's a crazy legacy. This guy's been dead for years. And there's still people talking about, you know, hey, my mom was sick and her grandfather, my grandmother was sick. Her grandfather helped pay for XYZ or gave the time off. Like, they have all these little stories. I'm like, that's a different legacy of a company. Where long after you're gone, people are still like, hey, that guy, the way they ran their company made an impact. It just changed my perspective a little bit as we start developing our companies. Eventually, we're going to have to hire people, not just like pay people, you know, like, hey, come in for the seasonal
like
work.
Freelancer, help out a little bit.
Or freelance if they want to barter or something. Like, eventually, we're going to have like employees that are full time. Well, what do you want that to look like? That's just something that I always think about. Like, this man and woman had a company. They were probably third generation. And just still to this day, people are like, my grandpa told me about her grandpa. That's a legacy.
That is. That's big time legacy. Yeah.
It's not money. It's not. It's they cared about my grandfather.
It left a big impact. Yeah.
And he told me about it.
There you go. Yeah.
Bro.
It's crazy.
What?
That's wild. Like you said, it's wild.
Think about that for a second. Like.
Yeah. To go back to the work thing and the legacy, you know, we had a guy here, a young guy, I, you know, love him dearly, hardworking guy.
Yeah.
And a couple of years ago, whether he listens or not, I don't know, but I won't mention his name, but he went down to another print shop and try something different, you know, and see what it's like. And my father encouraged him. He said, hey, go for it. I'm not going to stop you, you know, because you got to love what you do. And he went and a couple months, you know, went and he realized, hey, I had it pretty good. And he actually came back, like I said, a couple months later. But again, it was my father, you know, and I, myself too, because I'm like, I don't want you to go, bud, but you got to. I said, dude, you got to do what's best for you.
Give a shot.
Yeah, got to give a shot. And he did. And, you know, a couple months, it was like 6-7 months, came back. Thank God he did. He is a phenomenal worker. And it wasn't anything wrong with Color Tech. He just wanted to experience something different.
People want to, can I go learn and grow? And you're smart to let him go do it because he might learn something. And then if he does come back, he's coming back with more skill and more value. And now you got a better employee.
But you take that risk of never seeing him.
Unless they ask for more money.
Yeah. No.
I've got this new skill set. And by the way, I'm coming back.
I need a
$20,000 pay raise.
It's like, oh, jeez. But so I mean, it's 100%. And I feel like what's nice about Color Tech here and family businesses in general, right, that are true family businesses, now you're seeing a lot of businesses buying up smaller businesses in their industry, right?
Yeah.
Same thing goes with like the hospitals, doctor's offices, you know, you're all part of this big conglomerate and you lose that customer service. You lose
hands-on, that personal
touch. Hands-on, right. The family that cares, you know, that celebrates the birthdays or the work anniversaries. Now you're just a number. And if you don't make it, well, guess what? We're going to talk to Judy in HR and she's going to get somebody to replace you because you're nothing, you know, to these big corporations. Where I feel like a family, you know, whether it's printing, whether it's a family dentist, family doctor, you know, family grocery store. It's like supporting those family businesses means a lot more than supporting Amazon, Walmart, you know, supporting those big, big operations. Because at the end of the day, they don't care about their employees. They sure as hell probably don't care about the customers.
No.
They just want your money.
I worked in corporate America. Like, oh man, I'll drive you nuts when you got a heart for people.
Yeah.
So like we're putting a market in. We're hoping... Bro, I've been working on this market for a year and a half. My wife's like, stay focused on the market. Like, in this market, we're going to hopefully have it ready and open for our May 18th Spring Festival. Hey, anybody out there who's a vendor, a food truck, or a musician, events@foxcrestfarm.com, please email us because we want you to be there because there's going to be thousands of people that show up and we want them to know about your business. This market is going to be some of our own products, but we really want to focus on local products. You go down to Lancaster to any Fox Meadow Creamery, you go to any of these Lancaster businesses.
Fox Meadow Creamery?
Yeah, they got all the local products there.
Yeah, they do.
I'm like,
their ice cream's
phenomenal. Anybody in Lebanon County who has local products? We want to wholesale your products.
Yeah.
We want to sell your products because this area is just so diverse now. Again, growing up here, you just went to someone's house and they had like green beans from the garden, potatoes from the garden, and a bull that they butchered 6 months ago. Now it's like those businesses are out there and people are doing it. Most people don't know how to market. That's really what it is. They don't know how to market. So if you're looking for a marketer, like you've got to find, there's so many cool solutions out there, even with podcasting. Like there's solutions out there. You just put it in there and it just clips it, cuts it. Boom, it's out on all your social media. Like, as you know, you got to get it out there.
You got to get it out there. But don't make it sound too easy. Everybody's going to get into podcasts.
Oh, it's not easy. It's like real estate.
Yeah.
It's no different. Everybody's a real estate agent until it becomes time to become a real estate agent.
There you go.
And then they all quit.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's happening again. I just told my wife the other day. She is a real estate.
It's cool license. To be.
You've got to have.
It's cool
a killer
until you
got to
do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until you got to put the time in. And
everyone thinks it's get rich quick.
Yeah.
If I sell one house a year, go do anything else.
Like, right.
If you sell one house a year, believe me, it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't worth it, exactly. It's like, what are you doing with your time? And so I have that, the Foxcrest Farm Spring Family Festival, May 18th. So we shouted that out. Perfect. And then...
Market will be launching.
Market's launching. So check out the website. A couple other questions here. Mm-hmm. Are there any people behind the scenes that you wanted to shout out? I know we mentioned your wife, Lindsay. You know, of course, shout her out. But is there any other people that have really helped out?
Yeah. Oh, man. So many people have played a part in this. Just family. Precision Plumbing. Her brother's HVAC company and plumbing company in Anvil. Like, just really helped us out getting things launched and installing things. Marcus, man. I love Marcus. Helped me out a lot. Behind the scenes, like, it's different when you're renovating a farm and then you start starting to build a business. And you realize, like, oh, this is a lot more challenging than people let you know. And just business mentors. But if your heart's not right, don't do it. Because you won't be able to handle the hard nights where you're like, you know, you're running a family business. It's not always just up the mountain we go. Like, the valley's coming, and there's going to be times where there's high-stress things. And
100%.
Is the money going to be there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait a minute. We're supposed to be investing in this thing, and payroll's coming. Here comes the insurance company wanting their $12,000 again. And the
government
wants
their cut.
The government. Freaking government.
Heaven forbid, you know, something like COVID doesn't come back around. Bro. I mean, that just rocked everybody.
You know, we're in election year, dude. Just get ready for it. Dude. I saw some gun thing. Somebody shooting up. It was a Kansas City Chiefs thing.
That was wild.
I don't care what people think, dude. It's not kids. To me, I'm like, election year craziness. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Here we go.
Things happen that we don't know who's pulling the strings, I think. And every election year, you just know, I feel like ever since COVID, and even before that, like, just make sure you have your water on. Be prepared.
Yeah. You're just buying into a narrative. Which one are you buying into? But they all want the same thing. They want your money. They want your data.
Yeah.
And they want you to completely succumb to whatever they're pushing.
Yeah. I think so.
Get your own narrative.
Exactly.
I want a healthy home, and a healthy marriage, and a healthy family, and you don't really care about me, government. All you want is my money. So I'm going to get really smart and get a good accountant. That's one thing I learned in business early on was you need to get a good accountant. You will give so much money to the government, as you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not a numbers guy.
Do this.
We have a very good, accountant. So, here's a good question for you, because we got so much going on. So what is the future for Foxcrest Farms?
It's pretty wild, especially when you have four kids. I mean, I've seen family legacies where, you know, I'm very aware of what's the legacy I want to leave my kids. If they're not happy, because I've chased the dollar bill for so many years and it leads to nothing. It leads to, you see it now. Pay attention to old people.
Hey, whoa.
Whoa.
Can you put her on speaker? And just hold
can
it.
I tell her I'm putting her on speaker?
Yeah. We can always edit this out.
You're going on speaker. What's up?
Where are you at?
Doing this podcast.
Hi, Lindsay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was happening tomorrow.
No, say hi to Austin.
Hey, Austin.
Hey, Lindsay. Sorry you couldn't join us, but I heard you're holding it down at home, so that's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you guys have fun. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but...
No, you're not interrupting. Tell him something.
Do your thing.
Drop some wisdom on him.
Yeah, I was going to say, for the listeners, could you give us a tidbit of information, like drop some knowledge?
Oh, about what?
Anything. About what's on your heart?
Life.
Yeah, are we allowed to talk like Christian wisdom?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely. Yes. We've been dropping bombs all day. Go ahead.
I had a friend today, and she was asking about prayer for like a tumor type cyst thing that she has. And all evidence in the natural was pointing to, in fact, she went to this conference for this ultrasound, and the ultrasound conference was literally talking about the exact tumor that she has, even though she, you know, had gotten visions from God that she's going to live a long life. And she was even describing how she was going to pray over her grandchildren, all these things. The natural was really pointing her and trying to stir her to believe that, like, basically you're going to die. We want to cultivate fear. Yeah, that's what the natural was. And I was reading in the Bible in Jeremiah, and I'm going to misquote the scripture, I believe, but it's, I think it's Jeremiah 15, check me, but poor Jeremiah was a prophet that just was declaring warnings to people all the time, and they really weren't listening. And God said to him, Jeremiah's complaining, he's like, I've devoured your word from the moment I found it. I have done everything you've asked because your hand has been on me. He's going in this list of complaints about what I've done. And then God says, Jeremiah, I only want you to speak good words because you are supposed to influence my people. They are not supposed to influence you. And
hold on a second. You connected to my truck. How is that even possible?
Oh, no. Hold on.
Bro, we're in the dungeon. How did that happen?
We're in the basement
studio. I
know
the world is going to say manifesting, but we really have to speak what we want to see in the positive and let no word fall to the ground. And so that was my word of encouragement to her. Like, no matter what you are seeing in the natural, just keep speaking what God is showing you in the spiritual, because he will honor the words that we speak.
There Amen. You go. Yeah, 100%. Couldn't agree more. Lindsay, now I'm sorry I took your man away for the evening. We just realized we're like kindred spirits
here. I ain't coming home till about 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I was just calling to see where you were at because I forgot you were doing the podcast.
He's in good hands. He's safe.
That's fine. I'm going to rally the troops and see if I can get them to clean the kitchen.
That'd be awesome.
Speaking of that.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, love you. I'll see you later on the night.
Later, Lindsay.
Bro, she is so spot on right there.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
it comes to anything that you want, like manifesting is, that word can be twisted. My beliefs, I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that's the only way to heaven. I believe that through him, he is the only way.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that all good and perfect gifts that you have in favor come from God. It's just what I believe. And sometimes you only get to that place of belief. For me, I grew up in a Christian home, around preachers, around worship. I grew up in a good Christian home. Amazing parents, amazing grandparents, good friends. Even though you grew up in that stuff, I didn't find that peace and comfort in Jesus and his words until I was in the trenches. Everybody's going to go through a valley. You have to. Even though I grew up around it, I didn't find Jesus until there. It says in the word, control your tongue. Don't gossip. Don't slander. Don't commit murder. To God, gossip is the same as murdering. So if you shot me in the face and then my wife went and gossiped about you, to God, that's the same thing.
Wow.
Like, and he forgives them the same way. And these people live by the laws. Now they miss the key part, eternity. You've got to know Jesus and you got to give your life to Jesus or you're not going to go to heaven. Yet you have to say that because it comes back to 2020. People were just like, I'm done being lied to. And I really believe people are searching for truth. People want to know.
100%.
Yes. Can I have a good life? Is this challenging health situation that I just got, is there any hope that I could get through this?
Yeah.
Why did I get sick? And then you start self-analyzing. Well, I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this. Like, hold on a second. What if this is something that God doesn't bring sickness. God doesn't bring disease or this little girl that just passed away that yeah. I talked about. Like, God didn't want her to die. Bro, her funeral was standing room only.
Wow. Yeah.
Packed.
A 13-year-old.
Hundreds of people.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there like, this little 13-year-old girl got hundreds of people to come together, all different walks of life. Dude, in and out of prison, drugs, like all the stuff that we face. And these people were just sitting there ready to receive the message of Jesus. And it worked. So who's to say that that 13-year-old girl didn't live a full life? What's the goal of our life? You can call it a legacy. You can call it an impact. It's to advance the kingdom because it's what God wants. He wants us to live with him in eternity. That's the whole point. And it's not anything else other than Jesus and God. Boy, I'm going deep here into some stuff, bro.
Jordan, I'm sorry, dude. No, keep do as deep as you want to go.
But it's the truth.
Yeah.
And people look to anything else. The stars, they look to man. Bullcrap influencers that are lying.
Yeah.
That ain't real life, dude. They just
want the dollar. That's all.
Yeah, they're on their fifth marriage.
Yeah.
That's what you want to follow? It's like divorce marriage counselors. They front. You're going to go sit with a divorce marriage counselor when you have a problem in your marriage?
Right.
No.
Right.
Are yeah. you a banker that's carrying $8,000 or $80,000 in debt because you're not, I don't want you to help me get out of debt. I want to see your fight. Are you debt free? Can you teach me how to become debt free?
Right.
And we do it with God where it's like we mess around with this stuff. Well, I'm going to manifest it. No, you're not. You're going to think and you're going to speak life and you'll see results. But if the end of it, you don't end up going to heaven for eternity, what was the point?
I agree with if you put something out into the world, mm-hmm. like if you speak it, right? Like, again, to shout out Conor McGregor, Proper 12 Irish Whiskey. I know it's crazy, but like he came from nothing. He wasn't a fighter. He was like some bum plumber when he was a teenager, you know, barely making a living. And he put it out there. There's video of him, again, before he was anybody.
Yeah.
You know, before he had the big tiger tattoo on him or lion, whatever it is. And he said, like, I will be the best MMA fighter. Yeah. I will be the number one. So I feel like if you speak it, but then if you work there's hard
from it.
Yeah, if you go after it. You know, you can't just say it and be like, yeah,
back it up.
I'm gonna be the Joe Rogan, you know, next Joe Rogan mm-hmm. podcast. It's like, no, you have to speak it, think it, but then also believe it to the point where you're gonna sacrifice it and go after it.
I think the problem with that not with the speaking it part. I agree with you. Like, you got to speak life over things. Mm-hmm. Speaking death over stuff, over yourself. Like, look in the mirror and just really focus for 1 week about what you say about you when you look in the mirror. That's a really good indicator of what your heart posture is towards your, maybe you're not speaking it, but you're thinking it. Dude, that's just as dangerous. If you don't really like yourself, can you really love others? I don't have an answer to that. I just know that I'm able to love others more because I started loving myself and being okay with forgiving myself for decisions I've made. And a Conor McGregor or any of these influencers, you know who ruined that for me? Tiger Woods. Bro, maybe you don't remember when the whole thing came out about him just like totally being a sleazeball.
Yeah, that's right.
This guy was the epitome of golf. They pulled together. Their life's perfect. They make the right choices. We're professional. Yes. We're proper.
Yes, proper.
And this dude comes out and it's like, there's no way Tiger Woods. And I'm like, I will never, ever look at even a Conor McGregor. I don't know you. You look good on film, but I also know you're a marketer. And you're probably making $100 million a year off those social channels. Is your marriage really good? It appears to be.
Right.
But I don't know.
Could be a front.
Do you even have any peace? I would rather have peace and a healthy marriage and a happy family than $100 million. Don't get me wrong. I'd take the $100
million. Most people would.
If I had the character to handle the $100 million, I would take it. Yeah, if I don't have the character to handle it, I don't want it.
Yeah, money can destroy you.
It will. It's a dangerous trap. Everybody wants money until they get it.
Yeah, then watch how much you change.
And then once you get it, watch where it goes. And then you're like, oh, no, I don't have any. It's like, oh, because you got to steward that
stuff. Unless they're based, you know, based in faith, based in their marriage, you know, based in religion, based in hard work. You know, you come into something like that.
It's because they wrap their identity in it. Conor McGregor's identity is in
his fighting, body.
And that's okay. You're using that to market and create revenue. There's no way he doesn't do good things with his money. I love when people have an opinion about people with money or successful businesses, but then you see like it comes out that they're like, oh, they funded this thing or they did a huge event in Lebanon and it's sponsored by this company. And it's like all those people, you have an opinion about that business until that business goes and gives back.
Yes. Does something for the community. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it changes your whole like outlook on them.
Watch that opinion. You don't know what's going on behind those. And meanwhile, opportunity is passing you by because you're too busy focused on, well, why are they doing that?
Yeah. I mean, just things like we do here. And again, we don't publicize it, but we try to give back as much as we can to local community, you know, local events, you know, whether they're a client or not. I mean, don't get me wrong. If they're a client,
you got to jump
through hoops. You got to. Yeah. And that's one of the things with the podcast as it grows. You know, I am looking for sponsors, especially for the next year or two. And my end goal would be, I don't even, you know, I'm not that I want a paycheck from it. I mean, don't get me wrong. A little bit of money.
You got to make money. You deserve to be paid.
I'd rather invest that and invest it in the studio for one, but more so in the community. Like you got a charity golf tournament, boom, American Podcast sponsoring you $2,000.
Slap a banner. $500. Up.
Yeah. You know, just again, giving back because without the listeners, without the community.
Bible's very clear about what happens when you do that.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in the church? Anything like that? Are you familiar? So, like, what's your story there?
Good question. And yeah, I'm good to talk about it.
Sorry, I forgot to ask if you're good to talk about it.
Yeah. So my mom's one of 14, 7 brothers, 7 sisters.
Bro.
Big family. Yeah, big. They didn't have a lot of TV back then, so you know, you had to find something to do with the time.
Make babies.
Uh-huh. Yeah, big babies. So Catholic, you know, big time Catholic. I went to like CCD church and all that kind of stuff. And don't get me wrong, I was too young to appreciate, you know, what they were having me do. I looked at it as I'm staying after church on a Sunday when I could be like, again, I was young, you know, watching football or something. So that's mom's side. Dad's side, I want to say we're Protestant on that side. So again,
a little mix. You got kind of both sides.
You know, we try to me, you don't have to go to church, I think, to be religious. You know, you can pray at night, pray in the morning. So like my dad and I, again, this goes back. We always say our prayers at night, you know. And again, this goes back to when I'm a kid, little kid, 5, 6, you know, and he'd be like, okay, here's the prayers. And then you pray for people, you know, not for wealth, but for their health. And hey, make sure they're okay.
Peace.
You know, yeah, peace. Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely believe in a higher power and that when we're done here, there's something on the other side, hopefully like you've talked, you know, an eternal life, you know. And I feel like between the Bible and, something back then, there had to be a God. You know, there had to be something, Jesus, to create all this, right, in his image. And then on top of that.
Bro, you're dropping scripture right there, man.
I'm trying, dude. Right. You know, yeah, so that's kind of my background. Yeah, we go Easter Sunday. We go, you know, Parker's baptized. We're going to get Finn. You know, and but we're not going to force. I'm not going to force them. Yeah. Like, hey, no. You got to go to church every Sunday, because I feel like that creates resentment, and yeah. they don't want to go. You know.
We did that with our kids. We wanted to give them the choice to be baptized. I actually got baptized with my kids. I got rebaptized.
Okay.
That was cool.
So wait, where did you do it? Because you're
we did it at a VRBO down here in Anvil.
Okay.
And my kids wanted to get baptized, and I had been baptized as a at 12, but I'm like, I didn't know what I was doing. Like, I want to redo it. And you know, what if you just said, you know what? Like, I do believe in a higher power. I do believe in there's something after life. There's one thing after life, in my opinion. What if you just, and this is listeners too, like, what if you just rolled the dice and went all in on Jesus and just said, you know what? I'm gonna give this a shot. Like, what if this peace, what if this hope, what if this really is real? What if he really is who he says he could be? Like, think about the Bible. Like, you've got 66 books written over the course of thousands of years. That'd be like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I love Lord of the Rings.
Being written over 2,000 years, I don't know if it's really, I'm just using that as a number, but say over 2,000 years by 66 different authors, and somewhere along the line, the Lord puts it on someone's heart to be like, we're going to put all these together into one master book. Oh, and they all make sense together. That's impossible, dude.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the probability?
Zero. But we have a Bible, and it's the number one selling book of all time. It's the number one book that will actually help you change and get these things in alignment. And it's the number one thing that's always attacked. Why isn't, like, we always talk about religion. Why is Jesus always attacked? Why don't we question Hinduism or Muslims or Buddhists? I'm not saying that you need to believe what I believe. That's not anything I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, why does Jesus always get the bam, nope, you're wrong? And like, Christians are secretive about it. But you get somebody who's like into the stars, they're all out there like, but what's the difference if I believe in Jesus and I want to talk about that? And then you read the Bible and you're like, oh, because it's Christ in me, Ephesians 2:6, I'm seated at the right hand of the Father in Christ. And for me to be like Christ, I need to go through everything he went through. So people don't understand, I think Christians especially, the suffering that you're going through, what if that is to make you more like Christ? This little girl, 13. It's brutal. You go into a hospital room, you're sitting there praying with a little girl for an hour and a half, and you're bawling your eyes out, and you're like, I don't know if I can do this. And she's grabbing your hand, and you're just like, Lord, why am I here? But quickly you're like, it's not about me. Like, you get past that after a few minutes. Like, you've been around, I'm sure you've been around people with health stuff.
Yeah.
I think everybody has. Why am I here? Why is Austin here doing this? Like you said, it's your heart's not to go out and just monetize it and make a ton of money like most people are.
Right.
It's like, if that happens, great.
Great.
It's about making an impact.
100%.
I just don't think people give Jesus a much of a chance to really impact their lives and their marriage and their children and their family. This is a crazy time we live in.
Very much so.
Like, your grandpa, like, you sit down with him for an hour. Like, what was it like in 1940?
Whole lot better than 2024. Right. Yeah. Oh, he has no filter. He would say some things. I've been thinking about getting him on an episode, so I might have to.
Bro, you need to.
I'll probably get canceled, though. Probably get canceled. Yeah.
Or it might be the thing.
Or it could blow. You send it to the moon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could get blow canceled it up. Before you really hit those mile markers. Yeah, you already hit a couple mile markers.
No one's going to remember these. Nothing. You know, no one's going to remember these first episodes. You know what I mean?
You need to get him on here just because.
Yeah.
If my grandfather was alive now, the questions that I would ask him now, like I said earlier in the beginning, like, your grandpa's 86.
Yeah.
So he would have been what, 54 when you were born?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, that's a whole life that I guarantee you there ain't no record of it. So he ain't talking about it, but you get him on here and give him a little bit of that. Give him some of that proper 12. Let's get grandpa talking a little bit.
Loosen it up a little bit. Yeah. So now, Jordan, where do you, for lack of a better term, preach.
We started a church with friends. Right now, we go to Lifeway Church in right here in Lebanon, and I don't preach there right now. So I'm more of like a local pastor right now. And they are a really cool thing about Lifeway.
And Lifeway's at the mall, right?
At the mall.
Yeah.
Dude, that place is exploding.
I've never been inside, but I know it brings a crowd.
Man. Yeah, it's really, really, it's got something for everybody. They really speak the truth, which people are hungry for.
For sure.
Which is what primes people for Jesus, because it's like, here is the truth. Go do this for a month. Just speak life over your family for a month and just see what happens. And it just starts planting seeds. Sow into people. Just plant some seeds with people. You know this. You're in sales. You're in a business. Like, it always pays off when you treat people well. And they're right now raising funds for a youth center to expand into the mall.
Wow.
Bro, this community is hungry for a youth program. Not that we don't have them already, but one that is like a 24/7 youth place where get the kids off the street.
Yes.
Or just give them an option. And they're raising, I think, 500 grand to get this thing launched, and they're getting close. So, hey, any businesses out there that are looking to do some donations, donate to a local church, donate to Lifeway, to this youth center, because I got teenage kids, man. So I know what these kids are up against. It's a lot harder than when you and I were teenagers. They've got to be around other teenagers that at least are like, I actually want to be around kids and talk happy and do something other than sitting with idle hands or sitting on an Xbox.
I was just saying video games. Yeah.
It's not a problem with video games. My son plays video games.
A little bit here and there. Yeah.
But it's like hour 12. Bro, time to turn that thing off.
That's a problem. Yeah.
And you can always tell when your kids are playing video games too much because it changes them. They start talking different. They just start acting differently. And I don't think enough parents know that there's so many systems in place on phones, on Xboxes, where you can control time limits. You can literally set up your kid's phone to where they can't have access to pornography, where they only have limited time on certain things. Like, you have to pay attention. Like, either you raise your kids or somebody else is going to raise your kids.
Yeah, for sure.
That's it.
Social media.
Like, as a parent, you've got to be like, it's not okay that my kid is disrespecting their teacher. No matter what the teacher did, like, you've got to process it with the kid. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
How do we handle this properly? Okay, they disrespected you. We need to go and do this in the right order. You can't just fly off the handle at your elders. You can't do that. And they can't just fly off the handle at you. So we got to offer grace. Maybe they're just having a really rough time in their home. Maybe their husband's going through cancer and the teacher's just, if I have another kid give me crap today, I'm going to snap.
I'm going to lose it, yeah.
Bro, I don't know if I could be a teacher.
Oh, no, they're heaven sent. Some of them. Heaven. Some are.
Some of them got a little bit of an ego problem.
Right. But seriously, yeah.
But most of them are up against it.
Especially now with kids and parents and the lack of respect. And, I feel like some of them want the right, want the right thing, but then some just follow an agenda or whatever, whatever is the hot thing to talk about. And that's a whole nother rabbit hole we could get down.
We ain't going down that road.
I'll
really start preaching then. That'll get you canceled. We start going down that road.
This will be the last episode.
I'll tell you this though. We will go down that road for a second. I just had something really cool happen in this. And they start unpacking their story and their stories are just, dude, they're the ones you're just bawling your eyes out. You're like, dude, people go through this stuff.
Oh, like trauma and things.
Trauma. Like horrible. Yeah. The worst of the worst. And it's just like, it compounds. And next thing you know, they're 20, 30 years into their life. And it's just like, it's just their life. But then what happens? Why do people snap out of stuff? For me, I believe it's Jesus comes and gets them. If you're in such a horrible place, think about these like heroin addicts that come to and they just 5 years later, they're just like these beautiful, happy. What happened? Most of them, they're talking about Jesus. Most of them are talking, somebody actually took time to stop and come to me and say, you know what? You matter. And I see you want to do better. Yeah. How can I help you?
That's it. Yeah.
But so people are so involved in their own life that they don't even take time to pause and just be like, are there people in my life that God has placed there that maybe, just maybe, I could be a positive influence on them? And maybe they'll snap out of whatever they're really going through. When you hear their story, you wouldn't judge them. Well, if I grew up that way and through that trauma, through that pain, through that abuse, I wouldn't know what's up from down either. But we just brush them off as like, oh, they're living a life that I wouldn't live.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, you're probably the person that could go and really make an impact and help them come to life. What if that guy, I was just talking with him, like, dude, you have any idea how many people you impact with your story? Because what you're sharing with me isn't something that I can relate to. I didn't experience that. But how many people did experience it? And you're getting set free from it. You're at peace.
Yeah.
Like, you got to share your story. That's why this podcast is so awesome. Like, you got to share your story.
Well, you have to. That's what it's all about. I mean, if you can help one person, you know, no matter what it is, whether they're going through a drug addiction or they lost a loved one, you know. And that's why I feel like it's good to go deep. It's good to be real, because at the end of the day, I feel like between the fake news,
bro,
you know, fake news stuff, and just like, there's no more authenticity except for podcasts. You know what I mean? And you get sick of the radio. Nothing wrong with the radio, but you get sick of it. And podcasts are real. It's real stories. It's real people. And like the American Girl podcast, it's people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. You know, who am I to judge or say whether your journey's great or worth recording or not? I record everybody. I put everybody's episode out there and let the people judge and listen, because if it helps one person, then it's worth it.
Yeah.
You know, if it helps 10, 100 people, phenomenal. You know what I mean? It makes a difference. So how can our listeners connect with you and follow along on your journey? I don't want to miss this. So plug, what do you guys got? Instagram, Facebook?
Foxcrest Farm on Facebook, Instagram. There's a TikTok channel. We got a YouTube channel. I'm going to start putting more stuff on there, because I'm realizing that people actually are interested. Like, when you're living your life, you don't think it's that interesting.
You don't realize it,
until you're like, oh, actually, people are interested.
People care. They want to learn.
They're like, oh, what's that all about?
Right.
So we're going to start doing some of that stuff. We're going to create some ebooks. That'll be on our website. So everything's kind of being ramped up right now. I'm teaming up with some business guys. We're going to do some partnerships on some ebooks and some courses, which will be really good for people, especially in this area, to learn how to do things that I think will help them find a little bit more independence.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, you can live a life of whatever you want it to be. And if we can help you along on that journey, like, we want to do that.
Let's do it.
We'll be doing courses and classes and stuff as well. And maybe we'll do a podcasting class. You can come in and teach people.
Oh, I'd be down. Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely, for sure. And that segues into, you know, you're launching your own podcast, Beyond the Outpost podcast. I assume you're going to be on Spotify, Apple, YouTube. Are you doing a video stream, or are you doing just the audio?
Yeah, no, we'll do video.
Doing everything?
Yeah, okay. You got to clip it and get it out on social.
Yeah.
So we'll figure all that stuff out.
So, like, do you have, what is the podcast about? Bro,
this is a wild story.
Okay.
This is probably last February and March. Just had this feeling that you're supposed to get involved in media. And I'm like, oh, boy. You know, you're putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm, you know what that's like. You're putting your family out there. You're putting your business out there. You're putting your family business out there. Like,
right.
You're risking
your
some stuff.
Your namesake, yeah.
And it's a commitment. And I'm like, I just keep putting it off and putting it off. Summer time starts rolling around, and it just starts becoming more clear. You're supposed to do this. I'm like, I'm not doing it. You come to the Fall Festival. Right before that, I'm like, I'm praying. I'm like, you know what, Lord? If I'm supposed to do this, you need to teach me how to do it. I don't even know anything about this stuff. And somehow, I don't know how you got a hold of either my wife or me. I don't know how this all came about.
Oh, I can tell you.
Tell me.
So, all right, we're at the Fall Festival, my buddy Dylan and I. We had a drink at, Rotunda. Rotunda.
Yep,
they were
there.
They'll
be there again.
So, phenomenal. Yep, we had a drink. And we went over, and it was your wife, which I didn't know it was your wife, and another young lady. They were like, fill out your email.
Name. Yeah, we were. Yep.
It was a giveaway, raffle.
Yep, the giveaway, yep.
And I started talking with your wife. And again, I didn't know. So I introduced myself. My name's Austin. This is my buddy Dylan. Phenomenal farm you have here. Like, can you tell me a little bit about it? And she said, yeah, you know, I'm the owner. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's your name? You know, Lindsay. And so, yeah, I just kind of did like I do on a sales call, just started talking. And sure enough, we connected. And then I think, oh gosh, how'd it go from there?
I think you found our email online or something.
Yeah, it was like email or Instagram maybe. I'm big with Instagram messages, something like that. And then I just reached out that way again to be like, hey, do you want to come on? But that's how it started. It's just word of mouth. I went up to your wife not knowing. She was phenomenal talking about the farm, you know, family farm. And here we are.
I would leave people with this.
Yeah.
Here's why it's so important that, for me, this is my journey. This is my story. But I know that it has changed things. This is why it's so important to get a relationship with Jesus. There's so many gods in this world, but few people talk about Jesus.
Yeah.
He's the one. In my opinion, he's the one. I'll just say it boldly. He's the only way. when he puts something on your heart, call it a feeling, call it an intuition, call it a gut instinct, call it whatever you want to do. God wants you to do, he has plans for you. He wants you to do good things. Podcast. I'm like, Lord, if this is really you, you have to show me how to do it because I have no idea what to do and I don't want to do it. And then you reached out. Yeah. And I literally was like, you're freaking forcing my hand.
That's wild.
What better way for me to learn than to go on a podcast?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is crazy. It took us three tries. Like, I kept changing the date and stuff. Sorry about all that scheduling conflicts.
Yeah, I had stuff come up. You had stuff. And here we are.
Here we are. And
2 hours so into it.
Yeah, we're into it. We'll be wrapping it up here. Yeah, yeah. But Beyond the Outpost. Yeah. So,
yes, please.
You need a name.
Right.
What's it about? There's a battle in heaven. Everybody knows, like, everybody believes in God and good and evil, God and the devil. Yes. Like, that's the common theme of life.
Light and dark, good and evil. Yeah, yeah.
So in heaven, this talks about it in the Bible, there's this great war and Satan is cast down to the earth. So the earth is void and just, this is where the one third of the fallen angels are.
Okay.
And then we all know about the Garden of Eden. God literally places the Garden of Eden on the earth, which is void of darkness. It's just a beacon of light. Now, here comes the fall of man. God kicks us out of the Garden of Eden because once sin enters, if they would have taken a bite from the tree of life, tree of knowledge and of life, people quote me on that. I'm sure you'll get some comments on that. I probably got that backwards.
Yeah.
But basically, God's like, now that you know sin, if you eat from that tree now, you will be stuck in it forever. So he kicks Adam and Eve out and makes us rulers over the earth. Beyond the outpost. So the Garden of Eden was an outpost. Beyond the outpost is... we're kicked out of the Garden of Eden, but we're on our way back. The whole point of Jesus is to reconcile us back to him, to God. That's why Jesus went to the cross. Forgive us for our sins. Conquer the devil. That's why you can overcome these crazy evil things that happen in the world. You bring Jesus into it and stuff gets pushed back. We're heading back to that communion with God. So Beyond the Outpost is basically the same thing you're doing. It's stories. What's your journey like? We were... in the middle here, we're all going somewhere, heaven or hell. What's your journey like right now? What's this process like for you? You know, and just hearing people's stories. Because Revelation 12:10 talks about you will overcome the accuser of the brethren. That's the devil who accuses you before God. So when you sin, the devil's like, got ya. And look, now you should feel shame. But Jesus died on the cross. So Jesus is there saying, no, but I died for that, God. You overcome that guilt, shame, and that self-hatred by sharing your testimony, your story. Because when you start talking about your porn problems, your alcohol problems, your marriage problems, and you start talking about it with a heart of, I want it to be better, it just gets easier to become better.
No, I'm excited to listen and follow along to Beyond the Outpost.
Give me a couple weeks to get a couple out there until they...
Okay, I was just going to say, when do you think
it'll launch? March 27th, we'll launch the first one.
Okay.
And with the podcast, like... just when you're supposed to do something and you start taking steps of faith to do it, God just goes before you and starts lining it up. So this podcast, I'm like, okay, of course, now I got to do it. This guy's like, hey, say I'm starting a podcast. Here's what it's about. He's like,
yeah.
Me and my buddy want to start a podcast. So we end up all kind of teaming up.
Okay.
And my hat's off to you because you ever see these guys that do the podcast where it's just them?
Yes.
Bro, the balls that you got to just sit there and stare at a camera and share your opinion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's gutsy.
That's wild, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, interacting with people makes it more fun.
Oh, it does. Yeah, yeah. And it brings different viewership. It brings different different ideologies, different views, you know. And then if you can mix that together, it creates magic, you know. Yeah. And I think, you know, you guys are definitely on the right path, focusing on, you know,
The
faith, the story. Yeah, the community, exactly. Going to throw it out there. Love to be on, you know, at some point. Love to be a guest. And whatever your setup is, love to see it and help along the way. I mean, there's been people, Noah Starry talked about doing one. I don't know if he ever pulled the trigger, so Noah Starry, you know, I'm holding you accountable. Maybe get after it. Start that podcast, man. And there's been some other people that have talked about it. Heather Herman and Kate Kinder.
I don't know if I know Kate.
Kate Kinder. Yeah, Kate Kinder. Her husband, Austin. Okay, they're like besties. Yeah. So shout out to those ladies. And they started a podcast. And again, both of them were on here. I feel like American Grown Podcast is just like, people come on
creating
here.
Creating satellite podcasts.
Exactly. Yeah. Boy,
you need to start having people sign stuff.
I know. I guess I should. Yeah. Damn. I missed out.
You need to create an umbrella company. You need to create a company.
Exactly. But again, it's like, hey, I'd rather Yeah. I'd rather have more people out there. Because, again, you know totally different people than I do. I know totally different people than you do. Yeah, I'd rather work together and grow the podcast community here in Lebanon County. There's been so many people. And
yeah, I'll send you some names here. There's some I got some people that are just you can reach out to.
I'd love to.
Some really interesting people.
No, seriously.
That are just awesome stories of overcoming.
I'm always looking,
You know, my story is not really a story of that, but it is a story of, I just got this heart, I just got the guts to stick stuff through, make the tough decisions, you know, and usually when you're doing that, there's always going to be some backlash, and that's okay. But that's part of being a soldier for the Lord.
There you go.
Really.
Yeah, well, exactly.
So thank you for starting, like, for you, you might be like, oh, you know, this doesn't make a real big impact, but I think you're really seeing that, like, for someone like me who's like, I don't want to do it, and God's like, it's just on my heart, like, no, you're gonna do this, because I might just, it might only be two episodes, I have no idea,
you don't know,
but I'm like, Lord, I will do it, but you need to teach me, and you played a vital role in us launching that, and CJ as well coming along. And it's just a beautiful thing to know that, like, the people, like you just said, I'm going to have an impact with people, and there'll be people that come on our podcast that you don't know. And, but it's a continuation of what you're doing here.
Yeah.
Our podcasts are the same.
Right. Yeah. They're similar for sure.
Tell your story.
Different people. Yeah, exactly. Just different people. Different experiences. I can share guests with you. You can share guests with me. I mean, because again, people are going to say different things to different people. Like, again, if you have a, let's say a friend comes on or somebody you've known for a long time, went through some trauma, they might not open up to you as compared to somebody they don't know, or they might not open up to me as much as they would. Yeah. You know what, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But no, I'm excited to follow along. I love the name Beyond the Outpost. I'm excited to see what the studio looks like. I'm looking to do some changes here myself, but that's beside
it
the
all
point.
Yeah. Comes together, whatever.
As long as it sounds good. I mean, that's the main thing. Make sure it sounds good. Cause
we're going to mess with that tomorrow night.
If not, then what's the point? You know what I mean? Cause
audio
is everything. But yeah, Jordan, anything else? If not, I'm going to wrap it up.
No, man.
Jordan Good, third generation owner of Foxcrest Farm and host of Beyond the Outpost podcast on the America Grown podcast and the Color Tech Creative Solutions Studios. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome job, brother. Seriously. Let's go. I'm excited. Let's do it. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop, veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran-owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.